AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. In a 6-3 decision, the Supreme Court ends constitutional protections for abortion. AP Supreme Court reporter Mark Sherman reports the decision is a result of conservative actions, especially in the last few years.
The court's decision was really the culmination of decades of efforts by abortion opponents to undo the Roe v. Wade ruling. And it was really made possible by the addition of three appointees of former President Donald Trump to the Supreme Court. Before that, it would have been unthinkable for the court to take this momentous step.
Noreen Farrell with Equal Rights Advocates says access to abortion depends on where a woman lives.
Caught in the middle are women and others who can become pregnant, whose choices about when and if to have children will depend on their zip code.
More than half the states have some form of severe abortion restrictions or outright bans. Oklahoma Attorney General John O'Connor.
Abortions performed in Oklahoma or solicited in Oklahoma are illegal. Well, I would say if you put up a billboard or if you advertise that you're going to provide abortions in Oklahoma or in another state, that you're soliciting an abortion.
Abortions came to a halt in 10 states today. A top public prosecutor in New Mexico, where abortion is available with little or no restriction, is urging lawmakers to approve legislation that would protect women who travel to the state for abortion procedures. Justice Clarence Thomas, part of today's majority, also urged overturning other high court rulings protecting same-sex marriage, gay sex, and the use of contraceptives. The ruling touches off protests around the country.
Legal abortion on demand!
And sound from Atlanta. On Wall Street, the S&P has its best day in 2 years, gaining 112 points. This is AP News. Much of the world is dealing with brutal heat. AP's Rita Foley has this.
The heat is shattering records in many places. Here in the U.S., it hit 100 degrees in at least 15 states yesterday. It was 104 in Macon, Georgia, 102 in College Station, Texas. 30 million Americans have been under some kind of heat advisory. Overseas, the heat broke records in parts of China and Japan. And in Turkmenistan, it was 114. Texas A&M climate scientist Andrew Dessler says this is miserable. Some people can't afford air conditioning, and even if you can, he says you're stuck inside. And he reminds us of those who have to work outdoors in the sweltering heat.
An Army private who was a member of an international violent radical group before joining the military pleads guilty to plotting to ambush fellow soldiers. Ethan Metzler could get 45 years in federal prison. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.